The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, buckle my shoe.
3, 4.
1, 2, testing.
You're a whore.
Well, here we are, another My Wife Hates Me from our dining room in our townhouse in Hillsboro, New Jersey. Where did that necklace come from? It's a little heart.
It must be.
I would think it's Raina's or Jessica's. I'm going to do this podcast with a little bit of anxiety. I don't know why I have anxiety. Let's try to figure it out.
Why do you think you have anxiety?
Probably because I'm leaving town.
Whenever I leave,
I get anxiety.
Now, what is the cause of that? You're too far from home to do anything?
The further away I go, the more anxiety I get.
And how far are you going?
Minneapolis.
So not that far.
Far enough.
When you go to Portland, you must be out of your mind.
Last time, when you're in Vancouver,
you must be like crazy.
Crazy. That's why I don't like going overseas. That's why I don't do gigs in Europe.
I know you don't believe this, but every time we've ever flown overseas, you've gone immediately to a medi clinic.
No, more than once. Once in England.
You thought you were having a heart attack every single time.
No, that was in England.
Yeah, that one time was in England.
Yeah. Never in Amsterdam or Holland? No?
Mm-hmm.
No. No, I didn't think I was having a heart attack in Holland.
You were having major panic attack.
I get anxiety the further I go, especially when you're going overseas.
But what do you think could happen?
I don't fucking know.
I mean,
their
house burned down while you were all the way on the other side of the country, and everything turned out fantastic on that end.
I came home.
But basically I'm saying the worst has already happened, so.
No, that's not the worst.
Wait.
What if I come home and you're missing?
Oh my God. But you could be in New York and that could happen. I mean.
Not Raina. She'll be okay. But you're missing. Like you just get kidnapped. That would suck. Because yet.
That'd be the worst thing ever.
I wouldn't be able to collect on.
Oh God, Rich.
Assurance
Don't
policy.
Don't make jokes about it.
And you're kidnapped.
Oh God, Rich, don't make jokes about that. That's your crazy.
And you're the kind of person to make friends with their kidnapper. Hey, I know, I'm sure you're going through a lot of stuff. What can I do?
I'd be like, I bet your life has been horrible.
What can I do?
People who act horribly, sometimes, not always, but sometimes their life.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to eat that. I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah,
Tofu burger?
Nobody has tofu burgers.
They don't?
It's disgusting.
Oh. Well, a lot went on since our last podcast.
Okay, I don't think we're done talking about the anxiety. So number one, what if something happens? Number two.
No, just the further away I go from home, I have a...
It doesn't have anything to do with... Me and
Priceline.
Your no, I didn't know we were gonna talk about that yet.
Me and my second phone.
No, you're worried that I'm gonna have an affair.
Oh no.
Oh, you're over that.
You're having your period this week.
It doesn't. What do you think? It goes on for like a year and a half. Like
it'll probably go on till at least Saturday. You have an affair.
If
that's
people
on
listening
you.
To this podcast, they could really figure out. My schedule.
Because
you bring it up every time.
No, I don't. Listen, you know, if you have an affair, that's on you. That's on you. That's your life. You have to live with what you do in life. I can't control what a person does. I've given up trying to control what people do. You, listen,
mm-hmm.
hopefully
I'm
you're
listening.
Happy. Hopefully you're happy. Hopefully, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Someone that pays
attention
to you.
But you really don't. Like me very much anymore, right?
No, not that much. Sometimes I like you. Oh, so you're saying you have an affair?
No, I'm asking. I don't feel like the last little while that you've really...
Well, you've been...
The last, like, so let's say the last, like...
7 years? No. Last what?
You want to have an honest discussion or
last
you want to make jokes?
Days?
I'll make jokes if you want. I'm good at it. I'll do it.
The
I
last
can just
couple
sit around
days.
And fuck around.
I don't want to get in an argument. I don't want.
I know, but if you know, first of all, if you were honest and not trying to manipulate every situation, then I would be thrilled no matter what you said.
You're the biggest manipulator in situations like the other night, which I'll get into. But what were we talking about?
That you don't like me.
I do like you. You're my best friend in the world. I love you. And I couldn't imagine being without you. Okay.
Oh my God! See, this is what I'm talking about. This kind of like pat answer.
Well, that's true. Well, what
no.
Do you know
why wouldn't you say like, no? I've really. You've been difficult
First
lately.
Yes,
right.
You are. But that's what
I don't like you very much this week. Well, yeah, there's ups and downs, but be honest about it.
No, you're
because
saying
if I,
overall, you didn't say this week. You didn't say last couple
no,
of days.
No, I started to say like in the last 5 days, and you went 7 years.
Oh. Well, yeah, in the last couple of days, you have been very, very hard to live with. You've been cranky. Now, I realize it's your period.
Stop it. It's a ridiculous
thing. You've used that as an excuse many times.
But first of all, it's honestly, you're wrong because it's not. It's if it was gonna affect you, it would have affected you in the days or week before. Once you get it, you're fine.
No, but you
didn't
know
you were
getting
it. The craziness is before.
You didn't know. Yours has been tricky. What I'm saying is, in the overall aspect of things, the last week has been a tough week. I don't know why. Maybe a lot going on. Also, too, when I have a lot going on, it brings on anxiety. Just want to, you know, and even little things like doing radio last night, then radio this morning, then doing the taping today. That kind of stuff in my head. And then leaving town, it all adds up, you know. And then I got a million other things going on, you know, agents that can't get me work, you know, the fucking club owners that don't get back to you, clubs that you did well at. I did a club, it went so well. The owner doesn't book it, his daughters book it, but the owner. The father loved me, brought friends to see me, you know, other, and he was older, loved me. The numbers were fucking outrageous. I mean, the club's going to sell out anyhow. This club always sells out. It's a great club. So, you know,
what
I
is
got
your
down,
story here? Because it sounds like the same fucking story you tell every week.
No, it's not the same story. No, because some places I don't sell tickets. Or the owner. But that.
Whatever.
That,
it's always like some issue. We went from talking about our relationship to
talking
about.
No, you went to
talking
about what gives me anxiety. So don't tell me how to answer the questions you give me. That's the question you gave me, and this is the answer you're getting.
I didn't ask you that.
Yes, you did. You said, what gives you anxiety? Why do you have anxiety?
And then you didn't want to answer it. So
and I was answering it. I was answering the whole thing. the whole aspect of what gives me anxiety. Okay? And that's one of the things that gives me anxiety, that you want the answers you want.
I don't care. Fine. Say whatever you want to say.
See what you get mad and then you try to passive aggressively say what you want to say. You asked the question, Bonnie, and I'm giving you an answer. So is that the answer you don't want to hear? Okay, what answer would you like to hear? Tell me what you want to hear.
You know,
why?
You know what, honestly, maybe we should not do this in the podcast right now, actually. Because the truth of it is, it's a deeper fucking issue that I've tried to talk to you about 80
issue.
Million times.
I'm telling you,
and you
things.
Will, no. You refuse to see it and you refuse to look at it.
No.
So fine.
I'm telling
obviously,
you.
Obviously, I'm going to say to myself right now, you know what? When you ask Rich for something, to give you something, he won't give it to you, accept
How
it, and move on.
This? How did you turn this to.
No, You see it as being twisted because we've taken it off of you for 1 second. Go
you
ahead.
You asked me a
talk
questions.
About your anxiety.
You asked me why I have it.
Okay, I've given so
you
answer.
No, fuck it. I'm not giving an answer. It's done. We're not going to talk about it. This is what is driving me nuts. Are you completely insane? Anybody listening to this would know that there's something fucking wrong with you to do this, to ask me something, then I give you an answer, and somehow you twist it to, that's not the answer I want
to
hear.
That's not true. It has nothing to do with the answer I wanted. It has to do with the fact that we were talking about, you were going to say why you were angry with me, and instead
you said
some flip remark like you have your period, and then went into discussing about club owners that don't like you.
I was saying all the things
that add up.
Because
that, for whatever reason, is more important to you
I was saying
than talking about our relationship. That's why I said that.
No, I was saying all the things that add up to give me anxiety.
Okay, fine.
So, no, we're done. A lot of things give me anxiety. And when a lot of things are happening at once, it gives me anxiety. And a lot of things are happening at once. Personally, business-wise.
What personally?
What personally? You. You are getting on my nerves. That's what it is. You're getting on my nerves because you want to hear what you want to hear.
That's
and if
not
you
true.
Don't, it's bullshit. It is true because you just we just proved it.
No, it isn't. Just,
yeah, it is. It is. Maybe I don't explain things the way you want them explained.
No,
I'm
that's
sorry.
Not true.
Okay, well then.
Stop. You know what? It's like talking to a brick wall. If you don't want to, let's talk about something else. I can't do this. I can't fucking
because
you know why? We had a fight outside the fucking stand the other night, and it's the exact same fight that we always have all the time. It's like when I need something about me, when I want it to be about me, I can't fucking get
true.
It from you.
That's not true.
And then. Okay.
That's not true. You're 100% wrong on that.
Okay.
You don't see when I give it to you. You just don't see it. You don't get it the way you want to get it. Why do you put
because
it that way?
I mean,
well,
whatever.
I give you positive reinforcement all the time. All the time.
That's but not what not I was talking about.
Yes, it is.
No, it's
it
not.
Is.
Sometimes I just want the attention on me. It's always on you.
No, that's not my fault.
Even right now, you just turned it right back to you.
No, I didn't.
And your club owner issues.
No, that was part of the anxiety issue.
Okay.
Okay, it has nothing to do with fucking club owners. It was all in one thing. Okay, so don't make your fucking face like that because it's pissing me off. Where you sit there like, huh.
Well, if you're pissed off, then fine. There's nothing I can do about it. These are my faces.
Yeah, really? Your faces, your dismissive faces, making dismissive faces at me? You know, it's just, you know, the reason we had to fight the stand because, whatever. You didn't hear what you wanted to hear when you wanted to hear it. Okay? And it wasn't about, I can't help if people come up to me. It's not my fucking fault if someone comes up to me and says something to me and not you. That happens to me all the time with you for a fucking year. Love your movie, Bonnie. Love your movie, Bonnie. Love your movie, Bonnie.
That's
okay.
That didn't have anything to do. I never.
Yes.
It had nothing to do with anything.
Yes, it does. Yeah, it does. Because you even say it every time. Wherever we go, someone recognizes me.
I do
me.
It to make you feel good. I say, do you notice this?
Oh, yeah, really? You do it to make me feel good? You beat yourself up to make me feel good? Is that how you do it?
I didn't beat myself
up. Oh, really?
You don't I was laughing about it.
Oh, really? Every time you go, I can't believe I walk in, they don't know.
No, that is absolutely not true. That's really not true, Rich.
Today it wasn't. Today
was a different situation.
No,
because a girl walked up to us, stood between you and I, didn't look at me, looked at you, and started talking to you. and didn't even like acknowledge that I was there.
Well, how about,
so yeah, it was like, and she was being flirty. It was a little weird.
Okay, how about the girl?
So yeah, I brought that up.
You didn't bring it up last night when the girl came up to me after the show? Outside?
I don't remember that.
Oh, really? With the blonde that was talking to me outside the center?
Oh, that I laughed about.
But
that
it's
was
the same
a joke.
Thing.
But also, again, a very pretty blonde girl walked over to you and didn't even acknowledge me. And I was
saying,
"Is
that my fault? Is that my?"
No, I didn't say it wasn't. Oh. I never got mad at you in either situation. I never ever got mad at you. The only time I brought it up last night, I made a joke because you usually like those kind of jokes. When I said about the blonde girl,
okay, that was funny.
So
I
we were laughing, and then today. I didn't even bring it up to you. I was telling...
Yeah, you did. You brought it to me in the car driving home.
Yeah.
You had a long story. I mean, a long thing about it.
Yeah. I just thought it was weird. I just fucking brought it up. I wasn't angry. I wasn't yelling. I wasn't
But you
anything.
Say whenever we go out, it gets aggravating that people come up
when
to
we
me.
When we went to the... No,
to
it
Philadelphia.
Doesn't.
When we were in Philadelphia.
I was headlining and nobody said, "Hey, Bonnie, can I get you anything?" Everyone was like, Voss, can I get you something?"
So
hey.
you don't think that bothers you?
I mean, it doesn't
Be
bother
honest.
Me to a degree.
Yes,
no,
it, does.
It doesn't.
Yes, it does.
The reason I bring it up to you and make jokes about it because I think it makes you feel good.
No, it doesn't make me feel good.
It doesn't bother me to that degree.
Yes, it does. You say you've been living under my shadow for years, so yes, it does bother you. You say that
it doesn't, Rich.
You haven't said that you've been living under my shadows for years.
I mean, I might have said that in
many
like, jest.
Why don't you get honest with yourself ever? You haven't said that in jest. You've said, I'm sick of working with you. I'm sick of living under your shadows.
No, the only thing, honestly, Rich, that gets under my skin is that like last night, it's all... And look, I'm going to say this and you're going to get so angry.
No.
And I don't want you to get angry. But it's always... The Rich Voss show.
It wasn't.
You know, and I just wanted you to pay a little bit of attention to me.
I was.
For whatever reason, I just wanted you to. And sorry, I was fucking needy. And you were like, couldn't
I
do
pay,
it.
Yes.
And then you got mad because I asked for it.
First of all, I was hosting a show. I was hosting it. Okay. So I wasn't.
I know, but I don't
I
ask for
no,
it very
listen,
often. Right?
I wasn't sitting in the club not working.
All right. So I'm sorry. Don't make me feel like bigger shit than I am.
I'm not
because
trying
I
to make
wanted
you make
like
me.
A little bit of attention
and
from
I gave
you.
It to you.
But
I,
you
I
didn't.
Before
you gave
you
me the
on.
tiniest. You said, do anything you did the other night.
I said, do what you did the other night, because that's what
yeah,
was that
that was
well.
All you said to me about
well,
it.
Well, how can I know
whatever.
Exactly
it doesn't matter.
What...
I don't want to be embarrassed on this fucking
all right,
podcast.
I don't want
every
you to
time
be embarrassed.
I have a conversation with you about, you know,
well, I try to
what
tell
our
you what
downfall is in our relationship.
Well, you asked me. I try to tell you what gives me anxiety, and then you attacked me for
no,
it.
No, I didn't attack you. It's just, it gets to be daunting when it's like... Sometimes I want it to be about me once in a while,
it
and it's not.
You. And I was going to bring that up about
and
you.
And then if I ask you, like on this podcast, people can hear it in your voice. You get angry. You get defensive. You're like, no, I did. I do. Stop it. You know, you start getting yes. like, so I'm not allowed to ask for it. Because if I ask for it, I won't get it. And if I don't ask for it, I won't get it. So where does that leave me?
I don't
see. Here we go now with the anger and
yes,
not like, oh, I hear you, or let me try to do better, or whatever the fuck people say when they're in these situations.
But why don't you see when someone's complimenting you or saying nice things?
Okay,
it
fine.
You don't
who
take
cares?
It in.
I can't talk about this anymore.
All right.
Fine.
Talk
fine.
About.
It, you know, whatever. Do whatever the fuck that you want to do and live in this relationship the way that you want to live in this relationship, and I'll just try to fucking make it work. I'll
really?
Try to fill myself up with other things. It's not your fault.
Okay. All right. See, now you're twisting it.
No, I'm not twisting it. But I'm saying, if you said to me, if you fucking came to me and said, you know what, I just need like a little bit more attention once in a while. I wouldn't say to you, I give you attention. I always do.
No,
maybe you better start thinking about the times I do give you attention. I wouldn't be that fucking cunty about it. I'd be like, oh my God, I'm sorry. Let me try harder.
Oh, really? You wouldn't be cunty when you ask me about anxiety and I tell you when you snap? You act like you're a princess. Like... you act like you don't push buttons or my buttons.
That's not true. I know who I am, and you know who I am. That's absolutely not true.
You don't
but
think
I
you
don't
push my
ask
buttons?
For attention very often.
Well, I try to give you as much positive attention as I possibly can. I will try harder, but I really think I brag about you. I say,
okay, that's fine. I don't give a shit. Honestly,
okay, then
I'd rather you stop telling Opie great things about
Opie.
Me and
I don't
say
tell
it to
Opie.
My face.
I don't say it to
is.
Your face.
Okay, here we go. I don't.
But you don't. Do
I? I'm not saying
I,
black or white. I'm saying if I fucking am in a situation where I don't want to talk about it anymore. Do what you want to do.
Why were you
hear
in a situation?
Here.
I don't know why you were in a situation last night. All I know is
I don't know why either.
I'm hosting it. You don't take into consideration what I'm doing at
okay,
the moment
yes,
too.
Yes, I did. I did.
That I was
did.
Hosting.
But you spent a lot of time. This is why I got angry, because you spent a lot of time talking to me about what you.
I didn't talk about anything about me last night. Anything.
Yes, you did. That's why I got mad. Because
no.
I was like, I.
What do you talk about? What I said one thing from the stage. I didn't say anything about me last night. I didn't talk about me in any possible way. When we sat down, okay, I don't, who were we talking to when we were sitting down? Patrick.
I'm talking about at the bar.
We were there for 1 minute. For 1 minute. I'm hosting, running back and forth. Can't you can't tell that that's almost impossible. I'm going right back on stage, and you want me to... You put me in a position.
Don't please. You're making it sound like I was asking for you to come into the bathroom go down on me.
It's not
the situation.
No, I know the
situation.
Situation
was I was asking you for one tiny little thing. I don't even want to bring up what it was because I'm embarrassed about this whole fucking conversation.
Why? You
but the reason that we got in a fight was because instead
of... I always
of,
ask you stuff when we're doing acting stuff or where
instead,
I'm going for...
Yes. You require a lot of attention.
You're right.
You require
and so do
a lot.
You when it comes to comedy. We both do. We both try to help each other out.
All right, thank you.
Do we both try to help each other out? You're right. When it comes to acting and auditions, I acquire 10 times.
Require.
Acquires when you get stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And like it came in the mail or whatever.
Can I talk about something else, please? I can't talk about this anymore. I'm going to literally fucking go shoot myself in the head after this. I can't keep just, it's like, I don't know what is wrong with the way that I articulate the things, or I don't know what's wrong with the way that you fucking hear what I'm saying, or maybe, I don't know, maybe we're both just fucked up. I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
It
it's
does
like,
matter.
Let's just go back to fucking calling each other stupid and...
No.
Ha ha ha. Blah, blah, blah. Boo,
oh,
boo,
you
boo.
Know what?
I can't. This is not... Honestly... My life was not supposed to be like, hey, you know what you're going to do? You're going to get married, and then you're going to put all your shit out in every possible form that you possibly can. You're going to...
You did it in a book. You had no problem doing it in a book, did you?
I didn't write about you in the book.
You wrote about you put your shit out in your book, and the second book is about us. So don't act like you don't. You do it when it
can
when
you
it,
honestly stop being like
no.
I don't want to talk to you about this because this is how you get.
Well, this is how you get. I didn't. This isn't how my life plan was supposed
well,
to go.
It wasn't
me get married and then put my life out.
No, okay. I just was supposed to be funny. That's all. That's all I wanted to do.
What's that?
Just be funny
in life.
Yes, I didn't want to have to fucking have like real marital meltdowns on a fucking podcast.
Well, don't say you didn't want to put your life out because you do it every day. You're a comic. That's what comics do. They put their life
that's
out.
That's not true.
Oh, really? You don't
know?
No,
that's some comics do and some comics don't. There's different all kinds right. of comics.
Okay, so then your whole book
Monty Python is all about their own lives?
Yeah, when they write a book, it is. When they write a book about their life, it is.
Yeah,
when
okay, so I wrote a book about my life, so there it is.
Okay,
but
so you put it out there.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I have to do it on the fucking podcast.
Oh, so you can only do it where...
Whatever.
No,
you know
not
what?
Whatever, because you're wrong.
No, because... so what, Rich... Whatever is going on right now is making me feel so shitty that I just said I'm going
to
fucking
shitty.
Put a gun in my mouth after this. And your response is, oh, come on. You like it.
I didn't say you like it. I didn't say
well,
something.
Whatever. So
some
talk about something else.
Great. Sometimes we have great podcasts. Sometimes. But for some reason, this is what you led the direction in. I was going to start talking about what you did Friday.
Go ahead.
No.
I'd rather do that, honestly.
Well, you know what?
I mean, talk about whatever you want. I don't care.
I don't understand whatever you're going through. I don't understand it. Okay. You know, we had a good day today. There was no. It seemed like it was fun, and then all of a sudden, you just, you know.
All of a sudden, what?
You ask me a question, and then it
and then
snowballs.
And then when I got a little mad about your answer, you blew up.
Yeah.
Well, why would you get mad about
my
answer?
Why overreact?
Why would you get mad honest answer?
If you want to hear it, I will tell you. And it's because it just was like more Rich Voss.
That's what's giving me anxiety. You asked me what gave me anxiety. Okay.
Yeah, but then, the conversation went to something else. Yeah,
no, it didn't. No, it doesn't.
And then I just said, you know what? No. If you want to know what my mind was on that, it was like, fine, talk about your anxiety. Then you're talking about it. Then I said, but you've been mad at me lately. Then you said two flip things about me. And this
is
why.
I wasn't getting back to it. I was giving.
And then, okay, I don't know that. But then it went back to you. And I was like, oh, fuck, we have to hear this again.
But this is about.
Okay, that's why I got pissed, because I was like, you know what? I'm sick of this. Just always the Rich Voss fucking.
Okay, well
wheel.
Then guess what? I don't. If you're sick of it, I don't know. You find your solution, and if your solution is
no
Rich Voss anymore, then that's your solution.
Go to,
you're right.
Yeah. Go to the divorce thing, because that's what you always.
I didn't say divorce.
No, of course.
I just said
that's what you always go to. That's what you always go to.
Because you always say you're not happy with me.
No,
if I wasn't happy.
No. This is a perfect example, because if somebody has a little bit of a problem with you, even a tiny one, you're like, you know what? Let's cut it off
because
I can't be wrong and I can't change and I can't get better.
True.
So let me just slice it off.
I've been trying for years.
You're.
I try the best of my ability.
Well,
to make you happy. You know what? You're not happy.
That's not true, Rich. It's absolutely not true. I was not happy with one fucking thing the other night, and the one thing that fucking bugs me is that I feel like when I need it, when I ask for it, when I want it to have a little bit of a fucking attention about me for whatever reason. So what? I'm a fucking, you know, needy bitch, whatever you want to call me. Go ahead. I don't care.
I
wanted that a little bit and you wouldn't give it to me. That's why I got mad. That's why we had the fight. No, listen.
Difference.
And then that's why we had the fight tonight. It's not a fucking everything about your characters. Fucking shitty. Nobody likes Rich Voss. It's not an attack. It's a fucking thing that I just brought up. And if you don't want to talk about it anymore, end it now. We don't have to ever fucking talk about it again.
There's a difference between wouldn't and couldn't. Okay, I was hosting a show.
I accept your premise.
Oh, really? My premise?
I accept it. Yes.
No, you don't accept it because you have resentment inside.
I do have resentment because I know that if I was a fucking alcoholic who was like, hey, Rich, listen, I'm thinking about taking a drink, you would figure out a way to say something appropriate and nice, and then you would have went back on stage. You were talking to people outside and back and
no, I wasn't
up
right
and down.
After you said that, I ran on stage.
I wasn't asking for 2 hours of your time.
You said
I asked for a tiny bit of attention. See, it's embarrassing to fucking keep going over this. You know,
it's not
if I was you, I would handle this part differently.
Okay, well, I'm sorry that I could not see what was going
on. It happens a lot, so that's all
it happens. Also, too.
Go ahead now, say something bad about me.
No, I'm not going to say bad about you. When I'm working, I'm focused, especially when I'm hosting. Not if I'm doing a set. When I'm hosting, I'm really focused on the show. When do I go?
Okay, but when we went outside after you were done hosting and I brought it up to you. Then why did you, instead of saying like, oh, I'm sorry, or
because
oh,
I wasn't mad at that. I was mad after I got off stage what you said to me. Okay.
I don't remember what I said to you.
Well, whatever. What you said when I got off is what got me mad. Okay. So what I don't know what you were going through that night. All I know is I was working. I wasn't doing a spot. I was fucking hosting, which I wasn't even supposed to do. They asked me when I got there.
How does that play into the story?
Because I wasn't planning on it. It wasn't a planned thing in my head. Oh, I got to host tonight. I wasn't mentally, I mean, I could get up on stage and do whatever at any point, but a little bit, what did you say, of course? Oh, am I bragging? Is that what I'm doing?
I don't know. What do you call it?
I call it from being.
It's just a weird thing to add into the story. That's all.
No, I don't need to sit home and sit down and go, well, I'm hosting, let me do it this way. But I do need mentally a few minutes or maybe the drive in to go, oh, I got to fucking host tonight. All right. I'm not doing a set. How am I going to? And then I look at the audience. Am I going to do material up front? Am I going to do crowd work? What am I going to do? When I'm doing a set, I know what I'm going to do. I know what bits I'm going to open with. Okay, but when I'm hosting, it's a whole different thing. And that's what I was doing. So it's more work that I didn't plan on. It wasn't in my daily plan. That's all. You were I was ready to introduce you. You asked me a question. I gave you a pretty vague answer, but it was the answer that I knew from what I saw recently, which I thought was a good answer, even though it was vague. I couldn't sit there and break it down into 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So
I knew I asked you that like a couple times earlier in the night, right?
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I
did. No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No.
And yes, I did.
Wait, but how can I?
But it wasn't a matter of you giving me the answer. It was a matter of you just paying attention to me for a few minutes.
I sat with you and had dinner. We paid attention. I watched. I talked to you the whole time at dinner with me, you, and Patrick. How do you think I was not giving you attention that night? Mm-hmm. How was I not? Tell me. Between when we had dinner and the show started.
I don't know how
to
explain it to you. Honestly, I don't. I don't know how to explain it to you.
We had a nice dinner.
In your mind, you're like locked into this thing, and it's like you just want to defend it and say,
no.
I did, and the fact that you wanted more attention than that is on you. So it's on me. There's no other way
no,
I can explain it to you.
Between dinner and the show, how could I have given you more? Just tell me how. For next
time. But also,
for next time.
Well, when I ask you a question, look at me and pay attention to me and answer me.
I did. I looked you right in the face and I gave you an answer.
Act like you fucking give a shit about what I'm thinking about.
I did, but I don't want to get into this argument on here.
But it didn't seem like you did.
Well, I did. I said what I thought.
And I'm not saying you're a bad person because of it. I'm just saying that's why we had the fight. Because when I said whatever I said to you when you got off stage, that was all that was building up for the thing. And then you just, instead of saying, oh, like trying to understand where I was coming from, you just blew up at me. You got so angry. You started yelling at me in the club. I mean, I don't get why you get that angry.
No, I didn't yell at you in the club. I walked out.
As you were walking out, you were yelling at me. And it's like, and then you started walking around like you're in a fucking silent movie. Like, ugh. It's like, do you not?
No, I didn't.
People, yes, you kept walking away like, ugh. Like you were going to strangle me. That's how angry
no.
you get. It looks like from, if I was just watching two people on the out, like us, and I saw that going down, I'd be like, he hits her. That's what it looks like.
Are you crazy?
You look that angry and upset. For what? For what? Because I was like, hey, I wanted more attention than you were willing to give me. Then that's how upset you get about me expressing that to you. And it's like, it's not fair. You know, I don't understand why you can't sometimes back down from your own ego and say, okay, even if I think I'm right, let me just try to make her feel better right now. Instead of you fight to the death, like, I must be right in this situation. Even now when you're arguing, you're like, I gave you enough attention at dinner.
You're not taking into account that maybe
my feelings aren't accurate. Maybe, like,
maybe you
don't accurately reflect the reality.
Maybe you don't communicate. Because
okay, but maybe, like, can
how
I,
do I?
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, maybe you are right. Maybe you did give me enough. But all I'm saying is what I'm saying. Like, it didn't feel like it, or I needed more that particular night, which is so stupid and embarrassing that I'm fucking talking about this in public. Is it like, I don't understand why you can't just be like, okay, well, let me just address this now and be nice to her now. She clearly needs
but
it.
What,
instead of fighting to be like, I am right.
But
does that make sense?
I'm not a fucking mind reader. When you
well,
don't
sometimes,
communicate,
sometimes
you,
be wrong.
Want me to tell you how you
sometimes
communicate?
Sometimes just be wrong.
Want me to tell you how you communicate? Okay. Is this me thinking you need attention when you go, what bits do you think I should do? Is that okay? Just like when we did the acting, I said to you, should I do it this way or that way? Okay, I didn't say that to you because I needed attention. I said that to you because I know you could steer me in the right direction. So when you say to me, what bits do you think I should do? I don't look at it as, hey, my wife wants attention. She wants
okay,
to
so,
know.
So let's
you
say you didn't know. Let's say you didn't know all
yes.
the way until the end. And then when I sat down and tried to explain it to you, instead of taking it in, you just started yelling at me and getting so frustrated and so angry.
Because what you said to me when I got off triggered it. Because in your head, you do things without communicating. Then you build up these false stories or false, you know, scenarios in your head that's going on because you didn't communicate what you wanted. If any person on this planet, if they were married, if they were friends, if they were just two comics, and one said to the other, What bits do you think I should do tonight?
Oh, God, quit saying what I asked you. Because why, it's I so ask you, fucking embarrassing.
Well, that's not embarrassing at all. I ask
but
you stuff.
But I know,
I ask
but it's
you
like
stuff
stupid...
like that all the time. Ever. That's not embarrassing at all. You. I was the host. I read the audience. So you're going, well, you know the audience.
No,
what
but
bits
I asked you
in?
Before you even knew you were hosting.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. And if you did, you just ratted yourself out. Okay, so.
Yeah, what do you mean?
The only time I really remember you saying that is right before you were going on.
I know. You didn't. Okay. That's what I'm saying. You didn't pay attention to me the whole night.
I did pay attention, but I don't know. I can't go word for if we sat down and we were going over stuff for a TV special.
I get it. I get that you didn't know. This is what I'm talking about, where you go. You just keep trying to unravel it and go back down the path and keep on trying to win. You keep
I'm not trying to win.
What do you want me to say? You're right. I didn't need anything, and I was just...
No, this is what I want
you
to say. You
know what? I'm just being a little bit of a cunt. No, you know what? I mean,
there you go. Turn and twist it.
Well, what do you want me to say?
Say, I will communicate better so you can know what I want.
I'm the one who has to fucking...
Well, yes. I'm not a fucking mind reader, Bonnie. If I can't...
I know, but why... I don't understand why you can't just be nice sometimes if I'm in a bad mood. Why can't you just be like, find out what's going on?
You weren't in a bad mood. You're having a good time there. You had a couple drinks. You were talking with everybody. That didn't look like... You didn't look like you were having a bad mood that night.
When we got in the fight?
Before that, you weren't in a bad mood. So how could... All I could see is somebody in a good mood.
Okay, but how about whatever I said to you when you got off stage and that triggered all this yes. anger and stuff? Why didn't you say, where's that coming from then?
Wow.
Like, why? Like, no,
but
I'm not
a doctor. I'm not a psychologist too,
but
Bonnie.
But you never do. That's what I'm saying. Oh. You never... It's
okay.
always a fight
I don't
to the
do
death.
That, and you
it's
don't communicate.
It's always a fight
okay,
to
so
the
we're
death.
Both wrong.
Yeah,
I don't
but even whatever I said, did it really... Did I really deserve to be yelled at like that? Did I really deserve to have that kind of anger towards me?
Yeah, the way you said it to me, like I was the biggest ogre, bad person. The way you said what you said to me was so fucking...
I don't know what I said to you even.
I don't even want to say it because okay, it's embarrassing. But what you said to me was like, holy fuck. So, you know, maybe maybe you're right. But if you don't communicate, I don't know sometimes. Okay, I don't know. I sometimes where I work and I just look at, you know, it's hard to separate marriage and career. It's hard to do that when we're together. We're either doing comedy or we're married. So it's hard to separate. So when someone asks me something like that, I don't... Who I see is having a good time the whole night. If you put yourself in my shoes, you would see that I would not think you were needed anything. You were in a good mood and you just asked me a question that I thought I gave a semi-right answer to. So maybe... I'm wrong, and maybe you're wrong.
But that's exactly what? The Rich Voss way, figuring out who's right and who's wrong.
I'm saying we're
both
wrong.
There's nothing to figure out except a better way to do it next time. That's
okay,
the only
okay,
way to
here's
figure
a better
out.
Way to do it next time. You communicate better, and I'll respond better. Boom. Is that the answer, or is that not the answer?
Well, I mean, fine, I'll communicate better, but that's not the answer I want, because the answer I want is that you care enough to fucking find out what's wrong.
But if I can't see that there's anything wrong, if I don't think there's anything wrong, when we're out having a good time, am I supposed to turn to you and go, what's wrong? I mean, if we're having a good time, I don't...
No, because the only time you say anything to me like that is like, you go, are you mad at me? It's always like about you. Are you mad at me?
No.
Are you mad at me?
I said that once in a blue moon. I said it one time today when we were doing that fucking acting.
Or you say to your friends... right in front of your friends, you'd be like, she's going to yell at me in the car home.
No, what
yes,
I say
Yes, you
that?
Do say that all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, from radio, maybe.
No. Just
yeah,
like
only
at the
on
cellar
radio.
Or something. Whatever, I don't care.
Yes, you do care.
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. I'm just going to be up all night
no,
thinking about
I
how
am
horrible
too.
This podcast is. I can't.
It's not horrible. It's two people. What's
so
embarrassing?
This is embarrassing to have your
How do they even know we're not acting? How do they know we didn't plan this?
Well, if anyone's ever seen you act before, they know. You couldn't pull out this many lines. There's no fucking way.
Huh? It could be an ad lib, a Larry David thing. We could have had this outlined without lines. So you don't know. They don't know what's real and what's not real. Okay, so, you know, don't tip them off what's real and not real. That's all.
I believe.
What?
Whatever.
What?
No, I don't know. Is this my line or your line?
There's no lines. It's an outline.
Oh, right.
Now you go to the book signing. You were a big shot then. Right? Friday night.
Not really. I mean, there was like everyone else was a bigger author than I. I mean, they were like Oprah Book Club authors and Jesse Eisenberg and stuff like that.
So you were the host. You were running the whole thing. That doesn't make you feel like a big shot.
No, it honestly makes me feel like I was just like scrambling to. I couldn't wait till it was done. In fact, I was supposed to introduce the dessert. You know, there was two authors that were there with dessert cookbooks.
Yeah.
They're gonna do some talk at the dessert, and I kind of hid.
It what?
I kind of hid, and then I heard the lady go, "Bonnie was supposed to introduce these two, but I don't. I can't find her."
See, hosting. It's a lot of work hosting those shows, huh?
I know it wasn't a lot of work. It was just
you hid.
I know, but it's like because I didn't want because it went well and I was scared that I was like wanted it to end on a good note. I didn't want it to.
So when you were hosting, you brought up Jesse Eisenberg.
Yes.
You had to give him an intro.
Yes, he wrote a book called Bream Gives Me Hiccups.
Nobody cares about his dumb book.
Whatever.
Why don't you say it? Are you scared?
What?
That nobody cares about Jesse Eisenberg's book.
It's brilliant, witty, deeply intelligent, and just plain hilarious.
He seems like he'd be a nice guy.
He was very nice.
He seems humble.
It was funny.
He does seem like a humble, nice guy.
He talked to everybody. He was, yeah.
He seems cool. Seems like he would be a pleasure to meet. Didn't some lady kind of like fucking, wasn't she mean to you?
One of the authors was upset that I didn't know who she was.
You get upset when comics don't know who you are, don't you?
I told her. I go, I would have been, I go, I get it. I would have been upset. But the problem is that she didn't realize, like, that it was possible that I might not have just been some fucking, you know, bookseller that they had to be the MC. Like,
why did you tell her you don't read?
I said that in my thing. I said I've written, I said I've only read two more books than I've written. I use that joke.
They get a big laugh?
Pretty big laugh. Did a lot of reading jokes. A lot of jokes about books. I started off with
you doing your
F Amazon. But there was a 12-year-old, so I couldn't say fuck Amazon. And it didn't really work with just F Amazon.
Why Amazon?
Because it was the Northeast independent booksellers of America or whatever.
Why didn't you just say fuck? One kid is going to ruin your whole day.
I was opening with it. They were kept saying to me, "There's a 12-year-old here. There's a 12-year-old here."
Take him the fuck out.
But then the other guy, one of the authors, he swore a couple times.
I said,
and they loved it that he swore.
Yeah, I bet you the 12-year-old loved it. How was the food?
It's okay. It's like a lot of
banquet.
Meat.
Yeah. Banquet food.
Banquet style.
What hotel was it at?
Apparently the cheesecake was very good because it was by the person who wrote the cheesecake book, but I didn't have any.
Where was it at held?
I don't know. Some ballroom in some big hotel in Somerset.
Off of 287?
Not really. That's kind of like behind a club that we worked before, sort of. You know that music place?
That music place in Manville?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, then you went down the back road there on Canal Road?
I guess so.
The hotel right before 287?
Yeah.
The fuck did they get that place for? It's in the middle of nowhere.
I don't know.
You took Western Canal Road right to it.
I don't remember. I wasn't driving, okay?
Our neighbor was driving.
It's right
in your fucking neighborhood.
Well, I just gave you my as clear as I could.
the next turn is 287.
Okay, probably.
No, I'm telling you.
Renee wanted to take 287. I said, just follow the GPS.
Was she impressed with the people there?
She's good at talking to people.
Wait, she's a salesperson.
Yeah, she's in sales.
What did she get out of it?
Nothing, just... I was glad she was there, though, because I have a hard time talking to people, and she's, like, really good at it.
You have a hard time communicating?
Well, when I was signing books, it was fine, because it was, like... Part of the anxiety is that I don't know how to get out of the conversation, but when you're signing books, you sign the book, and then they leave. So it wasn't that bad.
Well, communication is the key to everything in our business.
Okay. All right.
What?
No. Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying... You are beautiful. The older you get...
Stop.
You look like you're so... You're probably going to land a lot of movie roles because...
As an old lady?
No, as just like a real good-looking mom. I don't know why you don't go up for commercials. Like, you could easily do, like, Swifter, picker-upper commercials and stuff.
Swiffer?
Sure, you could do those. You could fucking... You could be... What's her name? You could be the next... What's Rob Fox's wife? You could be the next Beth Littleford. Is that her name?
I think so.
Who does those commercials?
She's in a big kids show.
Yeah. She does tons of commercials.
She's the mom in some...
The way your hair is now, that's definitely a fucking commercial hairstyle. Swifter, picker-upper, or...
It's Swiffer.
Yeah, you could do that one, too.
You could do All right, let's...
You could do Swiffer, picker-upper.
What else do you have? Don't you have plugs?
I hosted probably one of the biggest events in my career this weekend in D.C. It was...
Forgive me if I don't ask you too many questions about it, but...
I asked you a lot of questions about your thing, but you don't have to. I can talk without it.
Oh, here we go. Tit for tat.
There's no tit for... What do you mean tit for tat? You don't want me to talk about what I did?
I want you to. I just was going to bring up that I've heard you say it to literally every single person we fucking
I showed people today pictures of it because I think it's so cool. It's something that I'm
did
very
Did you show
proud
Colin
of.
Your...
Yes.
Your special?
No.
Oh.
No, he was too busy. I'm not going to... When he's doing his thing, I'm not going to... It has nothing to do with me. I'm there working for him. I don't know. I just hosted an addiction awareness concert in D.C. I don't know, 15, 20,000 people. Steven Tyler, Sheryl Crow, what was the name of the band?
I don't know. I never heard of them before.
That one band? They're famous.
The Fray?
The Fray.
I don't know them.
Famous. Who was the other guy? Joe Walsh. Very famous. I can't believe how fucking much energy Steven Tyler has running up and down the stage. He just killed. They only sang like 3-4 songs a piece. And I did like 10... I did like 2 sets. I did mostly intros. I did a set up front, like 4 minutes. And then I did my second set right after Sheryl Crow, about 5 minutes, 6 minutes, and crushed, taking pictures with people. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I didn't even know I was on a big screen behind me, fucking 5 stories high. I didn't know it until I saw pictures of it. But it was fun. It was very... cool to meet.
It was emotional?
Not for me, because I'm working again. Again, I was hosting and I was working, so my mind...
Please do not try to make that you're fucking the 10 o'clock or the 11 o'clock show at the Stand with, 22 people in the audience, the equivalent of, once again, you know, when I'm hosting, I got to really keep my head in the game.
I did.
That was 22,000 people. It's a little different, okay? That one I do get, that you got to keep your head in the game.
Yeah, I'm on call.
Please don't.
What?
You know.
Compare it?
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's work. So I didn't... When I'm working, it's hard to take it in. Like when I worked for the Oscars, I couldn't really take in that I was at the Oscars.
Oh, here we go.
It just didn't, you know... I don't appreciate the moments until after the moments.
Well, that's, I think, the number one way to not be happy. By the way, I really do. Not appreciating the moment, I think that's,
well,
like,
I do after the moment.
The number one sign of depression.
No, I appreciate it after, when my work is done.
Right, but you're when not I supposed can, to. Oh. You're supposed to appreciate, even if you're like,
oh, when I was on stage, I loved
it. Even if
it.
You're driving, even if you're like, I mean, obviously nobody does it, but even if you're like cleaning the stove, you're supposed to be living every moment of it. You know, I mean, I guess listening to a podcast is the exact opposite of what you're supposed to be doing. You're just like appreciate every moment. And
I did when I was on stage. And
that's what they say. Like, if you the happiest people in the world, that's one of the things they live.
I bit my tongue and I almost said the most offensive thing and I didn't say it.
When?
Like, do it at the thing when I was talking to this couple, because a lot of parents were there. A few minutes. A lot of parents were there who lost children, and they spoke.
Oh.
They went up and spoke.
Oh, no. You weren't going to say, what could you possibly have said?
Well, I was talking to them in a VIP tent, this couple that recognized me from somewhere. And their daughter, I took a picture with their daughter. They're really cool. And they go, our son has got 20 months clean off of heroin. And they go, but he lost 18 friends. And I almost said, how the fuck did he have 18 friends? Who has that?
But first of all, it's that can't 18
people OD'd. Yeah, I think that's kind of, I think maybe he knew 18 people maybe in his school or maybe in his town. But you're
right.
Not gonna have 18
don't say
friends,
they're friends
that die.
Yeah, I mean that's,
and I, but what I'm saying is heroin now in these schools is an epidemic. And they're trying to make, you know, besides the prescription drugs that kids are doing, and when I was in school, we smoked pot or did, you know, Quaaludes or whatever. But heroin, I think I knew two people that did heroin when I was in school. Two people. It's a fucking epidemic in these schools. And it was in a whole awareness on drug addiction. But kids are fucking dying from heroin. In fucking 10th grade, 11th grade. Who, like... Who could even imagine? When I used to go to parties, we go, I got two joints to bring to the party or a nickel bag. Now kids are going to these high school parties and shooting fucking heroin. It's inconceivable. And, you know, the public doesn't know this. It didn't really hit me until the other day that how many kids are overdosing from heroin in high school here. There was a heroin epidemic. You know, I remember a cop telling me. But my kids, you know, my kids never did that kind of shit. So it's just like when you don't know any, when you don't know somebody that went to like Iraq or to war, you're almost disconnected from it because you don't have a connection to it. The only connection you have is what you see on TV, what you see on the internet, you know, what you hear in the news, whatever. So you don't really have a connection unless a brother or a sister or a son or a daughter has gone overseas. So I never really had a connection now with the drug abuse because my kids really never did it. Their friends aren't drug addicts. So listening to these, I didn't really get to listen to it, you know, but I talked to some of the people. But the stories of kids overdosing and you know, no one's aware, so they're trying to raise money for awareness and rehabs and, you know, and I guess, I don't know. I know Joe Cocker was in recovery. He talked about it. Steven Tyler, who knows, he talked about recovery in his, you know. I don't know if Sheryl Crow's in recovery at all. I don't know if she talked about it. She just came out and sang. There were some actresses there, governors, ex-governors, senators, surgeon general. Which I don't think, I don't wonder if you have to be a surgeon. So it was a powerful, powerful event. And hopefully they raise money and hopefully they put it out there that these kids, you got to keep an eye on your kid. You got to figure out what the fuck is your kids doing? What are they doing? Are they walking around with long sleeve shirts in the summer? Well, if they are, maybe they're hiding track marks. You know, Are their hands swollen? Look at your kids' hands. Are your kids' hands swollen? Because they are. They might be doing heroin.
Or OxyContin, I heard, does that too.
Or, yeah, maybe. I don't know. I guess maybe it does. So, you know, look at the signs. Look, you know, are they sleeping
look,
a lot?
Listen.
And learn.
Learn.
Are they sleeping? Or
the Rich Voss way.
Are they sleeping too much? Are they not productive? You know, what are the signs? Look up the signs of heroin addiction. Look it up. And you know, help. If it's not your kid, maybe it's a neighbor's kid. Anyhow, that's all I got to say.
Thanks for listening.
I'm sorry that we got in a fight last night. I thought this afternoon it was swept under the rug. I thought we had a good time. We shot an episode of something today together. I made Bonnie laugh, not on purpose, out of stupidity. And she laughed in my face, but that didn't bother me. Dad, I made a mistake and you got up and laughed in front of the whole crew.
Hey, are you kidding me? If I had done that, you would have laughed at me and it would have been hilarious. And I would have totally...
I accepted it.
It was very funny.
It wasn't... No, it wasn't...
Oh, my God. Oh, you've got to pull the victim back over to your side?
No,
is that what
I'm
it is? I don't
it
understand.
It didn't bother me.
No, you... Oh my God.
What?
Talk about passive aggressive.
I didn't say it didn't bother me.
Well,
I laughed.
I'm absolutely...
I laughed along with you.
Incredibly sorry that you felt any kind... If you felt any kind of embarrassment or hurt...
No, I didn't, but you
I know you didn't. I know you didn't. And if I hadn't laughed at it, it would have been worse.
And let me tell you something. When we do acting together, you talk down to me all the time. Do you or don't you when we're acting? When we're reading lines or learning lines or... Oh, you know what you said to me?
I know what I said to you.
Yeah.
Because you weren't like... You won't ever give me any credit for anything. So I pulled
really?
A little bit of a Rich Voss right then.
I learned my paragraph in one take.
Yeah.
Okay. You talk down to me all the time when we do that kind of stuff. Do I live with it.
All right, fine. I will never bring anything up again. Is that what
no,
you want?
No, I'm just it's saying like, that we're both
you
not
win.
Perfect.
You will fucking fight to the death.
I'm not trying.
I don't, yes, you are trying to.
I'm pointing out
never.
That we both have shortcomings.
Yeah, but this is any time there's any issue on the table, you always need to point out that we both have shortcomings.
Because I don't bring up the issues you do, so when you bring them up, I might as well start bringing them up.
Okay, fine.
Right?
All right.
I don't bring them up. I would never in my mind have thought of, hey, you know, sometimes Bonnie talks down to me. You know why? Because all...
Then why are you bringing it up if it doesn't bother you?
What I'm saying is...
Because you want to even the fucking playing field.
No, you want to even
the score. You want to go, hey, guess what? I'm not the only fucking shit ass here.
No.
You are also a fucking piece of shit.
So you can't look at it
No. If you had said to
don't
me...
Don't point at me
after,
like that.
No, if you had said to me after that fucking incident... Where I was laughing my ass off. If you had said to me, you know, that kind of hurt my feelings, or don't laugh at me when I'm you know, whatever, or don't talk down to me, or any of those
things.
I've
told you many times, don't talk down to me.
Okay.
And you do it all the time.
Well, sometimes it's difficult not to. There are some situations where it's like knock knock, anybody home? You know. Yeah. Yeah, look
oh,
like
really?
That. That's
oh, really?
True.
Oh, let's talk about Priceline.
Okay, I can't believe you didn't bring it up yet.
No, because why should I attack you for making a mistake?
Okay, let's...
What?
Either... if you want to talk about it, that's fine.
No.
It's just that the podcast is now over, and I really got to go to bed. I'm exhausted. And if you want to
No,
fucking,
I don't want to... What I want to say is that we both have shortcomings, okay? And if you realize that both of us aren't perfect...
I know I'm not perfect. And when I fucked up on Priceline, I immediately said sorry and tried to rectify the situation.
How did you try to rectify it?
I bought us a new room.
That's not rectifying it. That's putting a Band-Aid on a broken arm.
No, it's not. It's
rectifying
seeing that I made a mistake. This is what happened. I booked a room for the wrong night. So when we got there, we'd already been checked out because the room was actually booked for the night before. So I fucked up. Okay?
That wasn't a
fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen. I don't want to get into the whole other thing
because
then it'll just be one fucking piece of shit thing after piece of shit thing.
Yeah.
You're so eager.
I'm not eager. I didn't bring
to,
it up.
Yeah, because
no,
you've got to level the playing
no,
field.
No, I don't.
That's how you see it. You see it. You go.
I know.
No,
I'm
because you
perfect.
Didn't apologize. This is what happened. The minute I found out I made a mistake, I said I was sorry, and I said, "Please don't. I'll take care of it. I'll deal with it." Okay, so yes, you got angry and you called them to try to change it or whatever because for whatever reason, I knew it wasn't going to work because I was the one who made the mistake.
But under my name. So it's
no,
it's
it
me.
Wasn't under your name. Yes. It was bought under my, I just put your name on the room.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
So that you could check in as you like to do.
All I know is I don't like.
It's under my account.
Account, not.
Whatever,
say
Rich.
Account.
Account. I can't say it right. Account.
Say account.
Account.
Don't you have some shows coming up?
Listen. So I said right away when I didn't
Let's
try to make
it go,
a million excuses. No, but this is what I'm trying to tell you.
It's over.
When there's a mistake made, when I see that I fucked up, I'll just try to make things better as fast as possible. I won't fucking argue about it for 2 years.
I didn't argue about it. I tried to call Priceline and
no,
rectify
the
it.
The other thing you did, you sat outside the stand and argued with me. You never once said, I'm sorry if I made you feel that way. You just got incredibly angry. Okay? So that's the difference. Okay? So if you have an issue with me and you bring it up, I will try to make the fucking situation better. If I have an issue with you and I bring it up, what happens? Things get way worse before they get better.
No.
Because you need to take it to a fucking extreme. You need
that's
to threaten
true.
Divorce like you always do.
I don't
like you did
divorce.
Here. Yes, you didn't. Everybody
no, I
heard
didn't.
It.
No, they didn't.
They said, you said, fine, you want to be done with Rich Voss, be done with Rich Voss, which I don't know how else you take that.
Mentally or checking out, you go, how many times do you go, I'm checked out?
I've never said I'm checked out. Sometimes I say I'm off the clock. I feel like not dealing with you and Raina and getting 1,000 things for everybody every minute.
Oh, really? You want me to tell
you something? Really? Yes, really.
Really? Want me to tell you something?
I'm not doing it anymore.
All right, stop. I'm saying nice things.
No.
What do you want to plug?
No, you don't say nice things.
I do say nice things. Holy, that you say, by you saying me not saying nice things, that's being saying a mean thing. I'm not in an argument. I'm just asking you.
You're just saying like, oh, here, we're both pieces of shit.
No.
Let me now bring up some of the things.
I'm not saying pieces of shit.
If you want to bring up some of that shit, and I've told you this before, don't wait until I have an issue with you. You bring it up when it fucking matters, or don't bring it up at all.
Because
the minute,
I try to look
because
at
the reason that you bring it up when I bring up an issue with you is to take the heat off you. That's the only reason that you do it.
No, because I don't. I don't
because you want to be like this. I'm not the only piece of shit here. You're also a piece of shit.
I'm not
Let's
saying
talk
piece
about
of
what
shit.
A piece of shit you are.
No, you're bringing it to a stream. I'm saying we have shortcomings. We're human. Humans.
Okay, but we're not talking about my shortcomings right now.
Okay.
We're talking about yours and what you could do better. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, really? That easy?
Well, that's what you...
Or we have to do a whole fucking night of fighting first, and then you come around the next day to be like, I guess if you communicate better, I'll be nicer.
Well, so now we solved the problem.
Why didn't you just say that in the beginning, then? Why didn't you say that right away?
Because
if that was your answer, why didn't you say that right away?
Because that's not...
Why did you have to walk around like this?
It took me times to process it.
Kicking fake fucking cans in the street.
I didn't kick
fake
cans.
You do. Yeah, you... I think you got your testosterone all fucking whatever because you were posing half naked with Aaron Berg in the studio.
You made me pose.
Rich, let's be clear about one thing. I've never in my life...
You said you want to take a picture. You guys
ever asked you to take your shirt off anywhere in public, and I've never encouraged you to pose.
Oh, really? Last night you didn't say...
I said I'll take a picture of it.
Let me take a picture of this.
Oh, that's right. I said, let me take a picture of this.
Yes.
That in no way
yes, when
is
you say,
what you're talking about.
Yes, when someone says, let me, that means
you've
they're
already
asking
had
you.
Your shirt off and you guys were already posing.
No.
I was just fucking documenting what was already going on.
All right. You said you had some dates coming up.
I don't fucking feel like doing it. So
what do you mean?
I'm going to bed. It's like,
it's 10 to 11.
It's like, I know.
We got to watch a show. What?
I don't know. I don't know.
You can't be mad at me. We already settled everything.
Did we?
Yes. I said you'll communicate better and I'll show more a better response and I'll care better.
You're really like
what?
You're honestly like a child that has just been in a fucking car accident. What I do is be nicer. I show better, more nice. I be good.
I will care.
I'll pay more attention to you.
Yeah.
And if you want, I don't always want your fucking dumb attention.
Now it's dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to bring it back to a normal thing so I don't look like a dumbass.
What are you talking about? I'm normal.
Richard, why are you paying attention to me?
Oh, God. If you weren't so pretty and a good mother.
Oh, don't get carried away, because you know what? I don't want to have to even the score by giving you a bunch of compliments.
You don't have to compliment me. I'll do it myself.
You don't have to compliment me. I'll fully ask you, do I look good? Am I good at stand-up? Am I a legend? Yes, I am.
You ask me a million things. Holy shit. You're delusional sometimes. I think you have some kind of chip in your head. I mean, you're very creative, and that's probably...
Please don't try to make it into I'm some kind of fucking psychopath, because you know what?
Not a psychopath,
You know what? Maybe we should get a divorce and you go out and you try to pull this shit that you pull with me with any other woman and you go see how it works out for you. You go out on a date with some other woman and call her stupid and just see how that fucking works out for you. Okay? Take her on the radio. Fucking smash her a couple times.
Oh, you don't do that to me?
Yeah, but I'm just saying. I don't know if another... please, by all means, go find another woman who's willing to do this shit with you. Please. Please do it. And also...
Oh, wait. Can you find another man that's willing to do this?
I don't want to. I've said 100 million times that there's no one else I would rather be married to.
See, I mean, I say that too.
So I'm never getting a divorce. And I've...
How am I going to go on this date?
You're the one who's always pulling the fucking divorce card.
How am I going to go on this date if we're not getting divorced? You're saying go on a date to see if I can pull it off?
No, I'm saying if this...
I'm sorry.
If you think this is psycho, you have no fucking clue.
I didn't say psycho.
You have no fucking clue what's out there waiting for you. You want some woman to go off on you? Believe me, try some of this shit with somebody else.
First of all, I don't say psycho. You put words... I never once said psycho.
Oh, yeah, you go, you have a chip in your head that's fucked up.
No,
whatever.
No. I'm saying you're so creative that... it overrides some of the normal, like, just everyday common sense stuff.
Yeah,
yes.
You're lucky. You're lucky that it did, or else if I had any common sense at all, I wouldn't be fucking sitting here with you doing a dumb podcast at our fucking kitchen table talking about my
dining
life.
Room. It's a dining room table.
I'll call it a kitchen if I want to call it a
kitchen.
No,
it's not a kitchen.
You know what?
Table.
From now on, it's an open thing. It's an open thing. Could be the kitchen.
It's an open thing. That's called a door. It's called a doorway.
Good night.
I'm going to knock that wall down right there. Look. Listen, folks. This weekend I'll be in Minneapolis.
Oh, my God. Just right to the plugs.
At the new... What do you mean right to the plugs? We're ending. This isn't right to the plugs.
It's like you're acting like... we did another normal radio show. Hey, folks, I'm going to be in Minneapolis.
Yeah, this weekend, Minneapolis, it's New Hope Cinema, Friday and Saturday. And next weekend, Bonnie and I will be at the Red Clay Comedy Festival in Atlanta, Friday night doing a live podcast.
Calgary.
And Saturday, we'll be doing the Nasty Show in Atlanta at the Red Clay Comedy Festival. Bonnie, next week, Wednesday, will be in Calgary, Canada, doing some comedy festival on a Wednesday night. She's headlining... It is a comedy festival, right?
YY. It's called the YY.
Oh, it's called the YY Comedy Festival. YY, would they have it on Wednesday? Don't talk down about my shows. Why are your shows more important than my shows? No, Wednesday in Calgary, and then we're in Atlanta together. That's next week at the Ray Clay Comedy Festival. This weekend, Minneapolis, New Hope Cinema. Listen to us on Sirius on Tuesday nights, 7 to 9. Thank you. And everything is fine.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.